Macklemore. Guy can punch. He's got a new follower, I can tell you that. I was unaware of him until, you know, boom, it jumps up and all over the world. Hines Hall, just to tell you further background on that, that before they were assaulted by the New York's finest and drug around and had their packs taken and smacked in the face and et cetera, in New York, they had put up on the hall, I forget the name of the official name, but the students had put out a banner and said Hines Hall, and they were, of course, calling attention to the death of the, I think she was a six-year-old girl. Her name was, I'm probably mispronouncing it. Hines Rajab. It's one of those dramatic pieces that the world is aware of. Don't tell me you're not. We all heard about this. Mainstream media covered it. This little girl was traveling down the road with her family. They were struck by a missile or bomb from the Israelis, and she found herself the only person alive in a car, and she was crying and calling for help. And so an ambulance went to see if they could find her, and they arrived there. The family was dead, and she was alive, but the ambulance was struck, and she was killed, and the people who had come to rescue her. And that's what's called a war crime, not that Biden or Netanyahu care. Remember, Netanyahu is fighting Amalek. So he said so. He opened his first big moment. He says, our holy book says, remember Amalek. And then he says, and we do remember, and we're going to fight. Well, that's, of course, one of those little biblical moments. And by the way, if anything ought to be kept out of the hands of children, it's the Bible, because it's full of people getting clobbered and people celebrating it. And I don't care what you're talking about, which testament it's all. There's a lot too much violence, and there are subjects that certainly children ought to be, you know, carefully taught if they're going to discuss it. But anyway, this is the leader of a country. We've got to keep reminding people he is the leader of a country. And he said, our holy book tells us to remember Amalek. So he thinks, let's take him at his word. He thinks he's fighting Amalek. This is the 21st century. As far as I know, there is no such person or presence or grouping or tribe or nation. And yet this kind of language was kicked off the bombing campaign. And that was followed by a minister of defense. And why don't we just repeat this every time? Minister of defense says there will be no water. There'll be no food. There'll be no power. So he's telling the world, we're going to commit a crime here. Just watch. I don't understand. Why didn't the Canadian government call him up and say, if you say that, we're done. We're out of here. It's not really no. Your Minister of Defense just now said something which is unspeakable. No one, after all the wars, et cetera, there actually are protocols in war. For example, one of the most important is that the occupying power is responsible for the safety of the civilians in the area it is occupying. And now they are occupying Gaza, not that they belong there, that is, they're illegally there, actually. But they have a responsibility to protect the civilians. And if it's the same rule of, you know, if you capture a soldier from anyone under arms, he's your prisoner, and his welfare is your responsibility. If he's been injured, you have to give him medication. If he's hungry, he has to be given food, or she. If they need water, they give him water. But we have a leader who says he's fighting Amalek, and let's talk about what it says. Well, it was a really nasty allusion to the book of Samuel, in which God says, at least somebody who'd been talking to him says he said, you are to take out the people of Amalek, and to the last person, and you're to kill their livestock. It has this very poignant line, kill the mothers and their sucklings. And he chose that, Prime Minister of Israel chose that to be his little citation, to show that he's upset and he's going to really wreak, what is it, utter, complete revenge. And that is a promise of annihilation. And it's a strategy. And many people thought, well, of course, that's just rhetoric. It doesn't look like rhetoric. It looks kind of real. But I go back to Canada and the United States and others who call themselves civilized. Why wouldn't you, if you heard him say that, call him up and say, you seem to be off your rocker. Because this is 21st century. You're a member of the United Nations. We have a charter, which the Israeli representative the other day brought his own little pocket shredder. And he took the charter of the United Nations and shredded it as part of his speech. But why don't we break relations? Why don't we say, with you, we're not going to have any relations? Because what you've said and now are acting on it is unspeakable and cannot be tolerated. Instead, it's just all to say, well, we like him, but you know, maybe he's a little much. No, he's not. This is complete hysteria. And the hysteria has spread to the United States Congress, where they out Netanyahu, actually. And some people talk about Trump. I mean, at the moment, Trump has decided he's going to lead the charge in entirely endorsing everything that Israel is doing and saying. But it's a dead heat between Trump and the United States Congress. They've now made themselves the board of directors of every school of higher learning in America. If they hear there's a protest, they call the president of the university in and say to them, why aren't you arresting these students? These are all monsters, these students. And it's fascism, isn't it? Nazism, they're talking about the students. That's how hysterical and crazed the U.S. has become. So I suppose, why don't they call him up and say, how's things going with Amalek? I mean, they apparently agree with him. This Bible-thumping element is, here again, it's the 21st century, and the citations they're choosing are genocidal from the Bible. And there's plenty. I've got to say, there's a lot of that. And my poor mother, I remember my father would go deer hunting, and she would have to stay at the motel and read the Gideon Bible. And so I said, what did you learn? And she said, that is an obscene, violent book. The things that go on in that book. That was her education. Let me tell you about, there's a couple of dramatic developments. Ireland says that they are going to recognize the Palestinian as a state. That's going to be their position. And Egypt, I understand people are very disappointed in Egypt, as they should be. But they are also moving, and you want to watch out. That's a country of 100 million people. And they are very much under the thumb of the UK and the US, but they are clearly very restive. Egypt has joined now the South African case at the International Court of Justice. And while we here are hardly noticing it, the major Israeli newspapers say Israel is being stabbed in the back by Egypt. So this is an incremental move, just as that vote at the General Assembly. These are all incremental. This doesn't change the relation of forces, but it tells you that there is a general drift, and it's slow and steady. But I really think it needs to be noted that it's going on. That no one would have thought that Egypt would do this. This is a kind of a, you call these things a deal breaker. Lastly, I want to say there's a Victoire Ingabire of Rwanda. She's a heroic woman who spent time in prison. She has suffered mightily. They shaved her head as soon as they arrested her. All she did was ask for the right to have a political party and to run for office. And she ended up in prison. And now she is taking her case to the and has won the case at the international the East Africa courts. She has she needs help, and you go to GoFundMe. Just write it. Just Google GoFundMe Victoire Ingabire, and please support her because her fight is really emblematic and heroic. Apropos of Gaza, the closest friend to Israel in Gaza, its closest friend to Israel in Africa is Rwanda. The first country that Kagame visited after taking power in 1994 was Israel. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. I am very, very grateful to the great work of Pedro. 33, 45, 78. Steve Fruitman is coming up.